It is with great joy that I am here with all of you this morning. It's been a while since I've been up here. It's because I really can't stand up very long, and that's why I love communion services. Today is one of the best days of the month to be here. To share with everyone this special day that we remember our commitment and our covenant that we have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's good to be a part of a church that was organized with the same gospel that was set up when Christ walked on this earth, and the same complete priesthood and ordinances. I have a scripture this morning from the Doctrine and Covenants. It comes from 717 B, C, and D. All those who humble themselves before God and desire to be baptized and come forth with broken hearts and contrite spirit and witness before the church that they have truly repented of all their sins and are willing to take upon them the name of Jesus Christ, having a determination to serve Him to the end, and truly manifest by their works that they have received of the Spirit of Christ, shall be received by baptism into this church. These are instructions of which Joseph Smith Jr. received prior to April 6th of 1830. Telling us to be baptized or to be born again. During the time that Christ was on earth, there was a lot of non-believers. They didn't believe in baptism, being born again, being born of the water and the Spirit. One of the examples of this is that of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. He was a Pharisee. And he came to Christ at night and talked a lot about and asked lots of questions about being born again. I'm going to take you to 3 John again. Verses 1 through 7. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles which thou doest, except God be with them. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. You must enter the waters of baptism, this being symbolic of the burial of your past life. And our rebirth and re-entrance into the family of Christ. Ideals and habits that are unworthy of Christ should be forgotten, and new ideas and habits should be established. Baptism by water is always followed by confirmation, which bestows the Holy Spirit as an indication of divine acceptance. You have been baptized. You have made your commitment with Christ, and you have a determination to serve Him until the end. This is a promise that Christ gives you. You'll find it in 3 Nephi chapter 8, verses 39 through 41. Jesus said unto them, Blessed are ye for this thing which ye have done. For this is fulfilling my commandments, and this doth witness unto the Father that ye are willing to do that which I have commanded you. And this shall ye always do unto those who repent and are baptized in my name. And ye shall do it in remembrance of my blood, which I have shed for you. And ye may witness unto the Father that ye do always remember me. And if you do always remember me, ye shall have my Spirit to be with you. Yes, today is a very special day. A day to remember that covenant that we have made with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What brought you to the water's edge for your baptism? What was your reason? Probably most of you may have reached the age of accountability. Did you have an experience, a dream that brought you? As far as myself, I was a shade over the age of accountability. I was 53. I was baptized on November 29th, 1998, by my son Michael, which was a great thrill for me to be baptized by my son. I am a third generation to return to the restoration. My grandfather is the only one of his brothers and sisters that did not join the RLDS Church. He joined the Church of Christ, a branch off of the Temple Lot at West Plains, Missouri. I do not know why it happened that way. It was never brought up and never discussed why he was the only one that was baptized into the Church of Christ. My dad was a member of the Church of Christ all his life. He was ordained a priest, ordained an elder, and in the mid-1960s, he was ordained to an apostle. I attended church with my family until my marriage in 1966. And I started attending with my wife, Cynthia, who was a member of the RLDS since she was 8. Throughout the many years I went with church with her, I had started thinking about being baptized. But something always seemed to pop up and stop that idea and change my mind. One Sunday, as I was listening to a sermon, I heard a voice, "Don, quit putting off your baptism." Well, I sat there and thought about that. And when the service was over, I went to find the pastor to tell him of my experience and maybe what I'd ought to do about it. I was going after the pastor, and I found him, and he walked straight over to me, and he says, "Don, you've got to quit putting off your baptism." Well, right then, I had confirmation of what I had just been told myself. I knew instantly that I had confirmation on it. And that's why 2 weeks later, I was baptized by my son at Israel's Gathering Congregation south of Buckner. This is Sacrament Sunday. It is a day set aside that we remember our covenant that we took upon ourselves when we were baptized into this church. To take of these emblems representing the broken body of Christ when he was nailed to the cross at Calvary. I must admit, today's my favorite service. And I guarantee you that I'm not the only one with that thought. I get to exercise my right as a baptized member of this church, and I get to partake of the bread and the wine and remember my covenant with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have another short scripture to read. It was read earlier. Again, it's from John chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That means life forever and ever and ever and ever. While the emblems are being prepared today, you might think on that day of your baptism, the testimony which you had to bring you to the water's edge. As always, may Christ's wonderful Spirit be with each of you. Here's my humble prayer.